Who confessed it? Let's look at the Augsburg Confession. You don't see Luther's name written at the end. You don't see Philip Melanchthon's name. You see John the Steadfast. You see John Frederick. You see the Margraves. This is who you see confessing it. And then even in the concluding part, when Melanchthon writes it, he says, this is for us to defend the faith, to continue the Christian thought, but also to bequeath on to our children. Now, the pastor can't be running around town trying to bequeath this faith upon every single child. This is the basics of the faith that the father or the mother would then pass on to their children. You have the great defenders of the faith. They weren't pastors. We have our pastors. We have Luther. We have Chemnitz. Well, Melanchthon himself was not a pastor, but a professional theologian. And you continue that without these bold men who were not pastors confessing the faith, who knows where we would be today?